Du bist bei Country Radio Switzerland und das ist eine weitere Folge von unserer Serie Touring Texas Songwriters. Heute haben wir zu Gast im Studio in Salado, Texas, den legendären Songwriter Bob Livingston, seines Zeichens Teil vom Cosmic Austin Sound aus den 70er Jahren. Viel Vergnügen wünscht Bruno Michel, euer Longtall Texan.
Und Richard Paul Thomas aus dem Studio im historischen Salado, Texas.
Als erstes hat mich natürlich interessiert, ob der Bob Livingston sich noch an seinen allerersten Song erinnert.
Oh man. I had a girlfriend, her name was Penny, and so I wrote a song called Small Change Only. And it said, the moon is high and so am I. And, you know, I had no idea what being high was at that time, and but I was like, just a kid.
Small Change Only hat der erste Song geheissen, weil er eine Freundin hatte namens Penny. Und Ziele drin gehabt, die geheissen hat, the moon is high and so am I. Aber er hat überhaupt noch nicht gewusst, was high sein bedeutet. Trotzdem hat er dann irgendwann einmal daran geglaubt, dass er plötzlich als Legende angesehen wird, da bei uns in Texas.
Yeah, I knew I'd get there. No, I was inducted in the West Texas Walk of Fame. It's a pretty big honor, but I said, if it gets me a gig, I'll understand it a little more. Because there's a lot of people that don't know who I am. And that's why I became a storyteller with all the State Department tours and everything, because they'd never heard any of these songs. They didn't even know who Willie Nelson was, right, or much less Hank Williams or any of those people. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt that I could put them in the scene, and that's what I tried to do.
Ja, klar, ich gewusst, dass er mal eine Legende wird, hat der Bob scherzhaft gesagt. Aber nein, natürlich nicht. Seine Aufnahme in West Texas Walk of Fame sei eine grosse Ehre gewesen. Und ja, alles, was immer wieder ein Gig einbringe, sei eigentlich gut, weil es gibt immer noch sehr viele Leute, die ihn und seine Songs nicht kennen. Das hat er bei seinen State Department-Touren versucht zu ändern. Mehr dazu kommt dann später noch über den Auftrag, den er da gehabt vom US State Department. Er will den Leuten seine Songs und die alten Traditionals näher bringen und dafür sorgen, dass die nicht vergessen gehen. So, es ist aber Zeit für Musik. Da ist ein Live-Song aus dem Studio.
This is for all your original spirits out there, wherever you may be tonight. She lives down south where the rivers age, goes back to the original spirit. And the India ink is flowing over the page, down to the original spirit. And the rhythm of life is still young, and she is one among the original spirit. And every morning she walks out to the holy ground, where the ancient music is playing. She begins to sing as the rain falls down, like a thousand voices were praying. And then the clouds have all gone, and her light shines on, and her original spirit. To know that I'm a part of that original spirit, I need to know it. I just need to know it. Where my aim is sure, and I ride that royal road. Yes, I know the truth. Well, I know it when I hear it, and it's original spirit.
So take me down south where the river's age goes back to the original spirit. And the India ink is flowing over the page down to the original spirit. And the rhythm of life, still young here in Salado, Texas, and we all at one with the original spirit.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ja, eine recht gesunde Lunge da für bald 71, der Babel Livingston. Welche Band auch immer, dass man aus den 70er auf aus 80er Jahren in Austin nennt, der Bob hat irgendwie die Finger drin gehabt, sechs Lost Gonzo Band, sechs Jerry Jeff Walker, Michael Murphy, sechs Ray Wiley Hubbard. Er ist einfach so ziemlich überall mit dabei gewesen. Er hat eine Gruppe da in Texas, die sich Cowboys and Indians nennt. Und jetzt wollte ich wissen, wie es zu dem gekommen ist.
I was playing with Jerry Jeff. He would do a solo tour or whatever, and I would go off to India and do these solo State Department tours. And I got to play with all these local musicians on their indigenous instrument. We called this music country and eastern music, or rockabilly. And when I came back to Texas, I just loved the sound, and I wanted to put together a group that we could duplicate that sound. And I had plenty of cowboys around, but I needed the real Indians that could play, you know, tabla, a sitar, sarod, and I found them. They also work for Dell, genius musicians, and we put together this group called Cowboys and Indians.
Immer wenn der Jerry Jeff eine Solo-Tour gemacht hat, sei er dann jeweils auf Indien und dort hat er die Instrumente alle kennengelernt und grossartige Musiker. Und dann hat er da in Texas eine Band gegründet, die hat Cowboys and Indians geheissen, sei er so ein bisschen Rockabilly oder Cowboy und Eastern Music. Und er hat Musiker gebraucht, die Instrumente können spielen und die hat er gefunden bei der Computerfirma Dell. Dort hat es die helle Köpfe aus Indien und dort spielen auch einige die Instrumente. So ist die Gruppe also zustande gekommen. Da ist der Titel Cowboys and Indians.
Sponsored by Texas Commission on the Arts and the Austin Arts Commission. We play. That's your part. Oh, oh,
some cowboys and Indians came riding across the sands of a blood red painted desert, lone equestrians. Sometimes red is black and black is white. Mortal colors vanish from your sight. But not the cowboys and Indians. Visionary drifters on a timeless caravan. Sticking close together when things get out of hand. Sharing in an unspoken word that each and every one causes hurt. Cowboys and Indians.
Here's your part.
Sacred, almost holy, they were here before me, and carry on.
One more time.
Through the lost horizon, went into disguise, and carried on and on and on.
And they're never without focus. They're never without focus. Always on a sacred trail.
And it's absolutely guaranteed their steps will never fail. Oh, the wheel is turning, even standing still. And the wisest men know never to reveal. Cowboys and Indians, yeah, cowboys and Indians,
cowgirls, cowboys and Indians. Here's your part.
Oh, oh, oh,
that's your part too.
Thank you.
Denkt er eigentlich mit bald 71 auch ab und zu mal an Pensionierung?
Yeah, there's no such thing as retiring. Yeah, I see these people that, musicians that retire, and I don't know how they do it. I'm not in any position to retire. There'll never be a retirement. I mean, look at Willie. I mean, he's a millionaire, and he's still up there. B.B. King, Paul McCartney, all these folks, they just love to play, and I do too. And strange as hard as it may be, going from place to place and still keeping the schedule that I do, I really love it. Mm-hmm. So I can't see a retirement.
Ja, sieht er nicht, das Wort kennt er nicht, sagt er. Er hat gesagt, Kollegen, die das gemacht haben, und verstehe überhaupt nicht, wie die da zu Schlag kommen, ohne Musik zu machen. Muss nur den Willie Nelson anschauen, der ist Millionär und ist mit 85 immer noch am Touren. Der B.B. King hat es gemacht bis fast 90, als er dann verstorben ist. Und der Bob liebe einfach, was er mache, auch wenn es langsam ein bisschen härter werde mit der Reiserei und seinem Tourplan, den er hat. Aber nein, nichts mit Pensionierung. Aufgewachsen ist der Bob in Lubbock, Texas. Und dort oben in Lubbock ist er auch in die Schule. Und dort ist etwas passiert, was seine Karriere tüchtig beeinflusst hat.
I had Miss Honey for English. That'll be important later on. Actually, it's important right now. I don't know if you ever had a Miss Honey in your life. You ever tried to wrap your mind around the Canterbury Tales by Geoffrey Chaucer? You know what I'm talking about? One that the prilly with the sure sota, the droot the march has pierced to the rota, and by the devy vein in swish leku. Why would you have to learn that? Why Miss Honey was trying to teach us that, I don't have no idea. So I didn't know what to think about her. But when I found out that beginning of her career as a young honors English teacher, she taught Buddy Holly senior English. Of course, I pestered her with questions. Where did he sit? And she said, over by the door, Bob. I sat in Buddy Holly's desk, and they had been bolted to the ground all these years, and so I know it was his desk. When I sat down, it was pretty vibey. I just got to say that. There was a vibration going on, and I kept thinking he was going to come to me and give me some insight. And in fact, he did. I channeled Buddy Holly, folks. He did come to me and gave me insight and a new way to look at the Canterbury Tales and a new way to see the songs that he wrote, like Not Fade Away, in that very class right across the aisle from him was this really pretty girl, and he just didn't know how to talk to her, so he wrote Not Fade Away. But the best piece of advice Buddy gave me was to get out of Lubbock.
Da hat Miss Honecker als Englischlehrerin und die hat ein Mittelenglisch beibracht, so aus den Canterbury Tales, hat jetzt da müssen rezitieren auf Mittelenglisch. Warum zum Teufel, dass man so etwas muss lernen, begreifen bis heute noch nicht. Aber er hat dann herausgefunden, dass Miss Honey als junge Lehrerin der Buddy Holly unterrichtet hat. Und dann hat er auch noch gemerkt, dass er am gleichen Pult hockt, wie damals der Buddy Holly gehockt ist. Und er hat eine spirituelle Verbindung aufgebaut. Und der Buddy hat ihm dann so im Geist ein paar Tipps gegeben. Unter anderem der beste, den er ihm gegeben hat, ist «Gang weg, full abok». Und genau das hat der Bob gemacht. Jetzt kommt ein Live-Song, den ihr alle kennt.
This is a song that Gary P. Nunn and I wrote. It's a Texas two-step swing song, and if anybody, I gotta change my, yeah. It's called That Public Domain. I also have my own song, so. I got my irons in the fire down in Texas. Got me a toehold in Tennessee. I got my foot in the door of that California store. But I'm up to my ears in me. Don't be concerned if the song sounds familiar. Don't be concerned if it all seems the same. Just be concerned that your policies will kill you. And it's all just public domain. I took a bite of the Big Apple. Oh, yes, I dabbled in that forbidden fruit, you naughty boy, where they promised me points and they slipped me little bitty skinny joints. But I've yet to see me any loot from the fat cat in those high-heel Gucci shoes. Don't be concerned if the song sounds familiar. Don't be concerned if it all seems the same. Just be concerned that your politics will kill you every day. And it's all just public domain. Let's play it, boys. Uno, dos, tres. Well, I sang in that Red River Valley. Drank wine with the poets in Santa Fe. Well, I ran with those darlings in Salado, like I ran from Snow White in L.A. I think I'll go and see what's shaking out in Bombay. Don't be concerned if the song sounds familiar. Don't be concerned if it all seems the same. Just be concerned that your politics will kill you. Yeah. And it's all just public domain. And it makes sense to get into the rain. Into the rain. It's been raining, you know. It's raining. It's raining, 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 raining. It makes sense to get into the rain. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Der Bob hat also Buddy Holly seinen Rat angenommen und ist weg von Lubbock nach Kalifornien. Und was ist dann passiert?
I was driving down this dusty dirt road in the middle of Los Angeles one day when the hand of fate just kind of came out of nowhere and steered my Datsun over the side of the road where there was this hitchhiker. This guy, he was from Austria. He worked on foreign cars for movie stars. And finally he looks at me and says, you know, the only other Texan I know is from Dallas. I work on his Jaguar. He's a musician too. His name is Mike Murphy. Well, that guy became the governor of California, but we won't even go there. Actually, that's the only part that's of the story that's not true. It wasn't Schwarzenegger, but, and I gave him my name and number, and that night, Mike Murphy called me up. Who are you? Why am I supposed to be calling you? What's going on here? Because I said, Murph, your songs are about as good as anything I've ever heard since the Beatles. And Murphy said, you know what? You're a genius. We need to meet. So that's how I met Murphy. My record deal fell through. So did he. His. And we decided there's only one thing to do, and that was to get back to Texas, which we did.
Als ik zo harde stalken zie, die leeuw heb ik gevraagd. Hij deed een autostopper opgelassen. Als ik vond dat hij uit Oostenrijk kwam. En dan heb ik gezegd, ik ken nu nog een andere Texaner. Dan zeg ik ook Musiker. Zijn naam is Mike Murphy. En dan zeg ik dan de gouverneur van Californië geworden. Dat type, natuurlijk stimme ik dat niet. Dat zeg ik niet de Schwarzenegger. Maar dat zeg ik de enige deel van deze geschiedenis die niet stimme. Wie de Bob heeft einem autostopper zijn telefoonnummer gegeven. Und tatsächlich hat der Murphy ihm angerufen und gesagt, hey, wer bist du, warum soll ich dir anrufen? Der Bob hat gemeint, hey, ich liebe deine Musik, du bist etwas vom Besten, was mit den Beatles mir passiert ist. Und der Murphy hat gesagt, ja, du bist ein Genie, wir müssen uns treffen. Das haben sie gemacht. Für beide ist dann der Plattendeal mit Capitol ins Wasser gefallen und dann haben sie entschieden, wir gehen zurück nach Texas. Kaum sind sie in Austin gewesen, haben sie dort aber noch einen anderen Typ getroffen.
You know, suddenly this guy walks into our lives. We're at the Les Amis Cafe there on the, near the University of Texas in Austin. And this guy walked in. He, first thing I noticed about him was his boots. He had the coolest boots I'd ever seen. And they were embossed. And he was wearing this 13.5-gallon hat. He walked up to our table and said, "Why, you look like a bunch of itinerant footloose musicians, such as myself. Do you mind if I sit down? My name is Jerry Jeff." So Jerry Jeff Walker enters our life and says, I've got these songs I wrote up in Red River. It was pretty ironic. And he says, I need a band, and you're the band. And so we made Jerry Jeff's first MCA record, had a LA Freeway on it. We go out on the road and play with Jerry Jeff for a while.
Ja, der Bob sagt also mit dem Murph im Café Les Amis gehockt in Austin und dann sagt der Typ, ich komme mit Stiefel und einem riesigen Cowboyhut und er sagt, hey, ihr seht aus wie so ein Outlaw-Musiker wie ich selber, kann ich zu euch hocken, mein Name ist Jerry Jeff. Und dann hat der Jerry Jeff Walker gemeint, ich habe meine Songs geschrieben, aber ich brauche eine Band, ihr seid jetzt meine Band. Und so haben sie dann am Jerry Jeff sein erstes MCA-Album aufgenommen. Jetzt ist aber wieder Musik angesagt.
This is called I Can't Get Enough of It.
And I'm feeling like I'm almost there. At least I know the end's in sight. Opportunity knocking everywhere, everywhere. I'm out of the tunnel and into the night. Oh, beautiful sunrise up ahead. A million colors to the dawn. Planets in position, underlined in red. Auspicious beginnings roll us along. Oh, and I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it. No, I can't get enough of it, but I want to go home. You know, Bruno, I just been a gypsy way too long. I haven't unpacked in 48 years, at least. And Ramblin' Jack, he showed me the way to the song. It's full of beauty, adventure, and tears. The kindest of strangers, the kindest of strangers has no end. They put me up 10,000 nights. Anyway, my road is up ahead, just before the dead end. It's the green gate with the Christmas lights. Enough of it. I can't get enough of it. No, I can't get enough of it, but I want to go home. Indian summers, you know, they never last. And there were questions answered, never asked. It all happened way too fast, just way too fast. And isn't it strange how the die was cast? And I'm feeling like I'm almost there. I won't miss the turn this time. Magic of the mission up the flatland stair. I feel like I made it to the head of the line. Oh, beautiful woman and children, yeah, they're waiting there for me. A house full of family and very best friend. Or am I only dreaming? Am I only dreaming? Is this just a dream? Am I only dreaming this mystery? I hope I don't wake up before the end. Oh, and I couldn't get enough of it. Couldn't get enough of it, and I still can't get enough of it, but I want to go home. I know it sounds strange, but
thank you.
Es geht das Gerücht um, dass der Jerry Jeff Walker bei der Probe zu seinen Aufnahmen immer eine Metallwanne dabei hatte, die gefüllt war mit selber gemachtem Sangria.
In those days you had to make an album a year. I mean, you had a major record deal. And, you know, they made you do an album a year. And then it was time to do Jerry Jeff's second album. And he found this, you know, Luckenbach, Texas, little hill country town. And he said, we're going to make a record here. And every day we would get out there about 2:30 in the afternoon, because we'd stayed up all night, and Jerry had this galvanized tub, and he would be pouring this wine in it and cutting up apples and oranges and grapes and stuff and throw them in there and stirring them up in this, and we'd, you know, have a little sangria and pick a few songs and have a little sangria and pick a few songs, and then we'd say, all right, I think I know this, and he would just wrote it out of his recipe, that sangria wine, and he loved sangria, and he always had that galvanized tub, big tub, made a lot of sangria.
Also in Luckenbach war zum Aufnahmen, natürlich zum Album Viva der Lingua war das, die es dort von außen unter den Bäumen aufgenommen haben. Und der Jerry Jeff hat da tonnenweise Wein in die Wanne geleert und Früchte geschnetzelt. Und dann haben sie ein bisschen Sangria getrunken, ein bisschen Songs gespielt, ein bisschen Sangria getrunken, ein bisschen Songs gespielt. Auf einmal hat der Jerry Jeff gerufen, jetzt habe ich es. Und dann haben sie praktisch nach seinem Rezept den Song geschrieben, da Sangria Wine. Da kommt ein kleiner Ausschnitt von Jerry Jeff Walker.
Come for Saturday night, man, it's night to make up some sangria wine. It's organic and it comes from the vine. It's also legal and it gets you so high. Yeah, and I love that sangria wine. Love to drink it with old friends of mine. Yeah, I love to get drunk with friends of mine when we're drinking that old sangria. While you had sparkling bourbon wine, and I love old sangria wine. When I drink it with old friends of mine, yeah, I love to drink with old friends of mine. When we get drunk on that sangria wine, oh, I love sangria wine. Nachos, burritos, and tacos, who knows how it usually goes, it goes. Oh, I love sangria wine.
Bob, wie gesagt, unterwegs im Auftrag vom US State Department zum Kulturverbreiten. Und wie das gegangen ist, wie er zu dem Job gekommen ist, sagt er da.
You know, I went to India and I met a Fulbright scholar who told me about this program the State Department had, and they sent American artists and musicians and poets and dancers all over the world, and maybe I could get a gig. And this guy was a legal aid specialist. So I contacted the State Department in New Delhi, and they told me to get to the nearest consulate. And I talked to the State Department guy, and I told him what I wanted to do, which was a history of American folk and country music. Teach people how to yodel and do some old cowboy songs. I was trying to explain it to him, and I played a couple songs, and he never said a word. And finally, he just stopped me in the middle of this third song and said, "Do you mind?" And he reached down behind his desk and pulled out a banjo. And he said, "I've been waiting for you to walk through this door for a long time."
Sag also in Indien war bei seinem Sohn, der Bob, und dort hat er von einem Programm gehört vom US State Department. Also hat er dort seine Idee vorgestellt, dass er das Vermittler von der American Folk und Country Music an andere Kulturen, hat ein paar Songs gespielt und der Typ vom State Department hat keine Bank gemacht. Und beim dritten Song hat er ihn unterbrochen und gesagt, hey, darf ich grad? Und hat ein Band schon für ihn gerupft und hat angefangen mitspielen. Und hat gesagt, auf dich habe ich jetzt die längste Zeit gewartet. Und so ist also der Bob zu seinem Job gekommen beim US State Department. Und im Rahmen von dem Programm hat er über 25 Länder bereist, dort im fernen Osten, Afrika und in Asien. Da kommt ein weiterer Live-Titel.
Oh, this is called On a Dream with You. It's just a two-stepper. It's country.
Really cool song.
Good class.
The love that you give is love you never lose. It comes back to you in dreams that come true. On a dream with you. Life is simple and moving slow, like holding hands to the radio. And there's no other place we wanna go. On a dream with you. We're in love and holding tight. Now there is nothing we need sacrifice. After all these lonesome nights, on a dream with you. In a villa in New Mexico, wearing your boots with your evening clothes, and the band is playing Zydeco. On a dream with you, baby. Sunset comes and we fade away. In the refuge between night and day, I'll dream. Dream with you. All you have to do is touch my hand to rescue me from these sinking sands. And there's nobody else that understands me. On a dream with you. Indian ponies and western skies, wildflowers and coyote cries are all in the magic of your brown eyes. On a dream with you. You're a cowgirl in a rodeo, riding bareback chasing down rainbow. And I'm the cowboy that you want to know, baby. On a dream with you. Sunset comes and we fade away. In the refuge between night and day, I'll dream with you.
Yes, I will.
And the love that you give is love you never lose. It comes back to you in dreams that come true. I'll dream with you. I'll dream.
On a Dream With You, ein Titel, den der Bob vor langer Zeit mal mit Eliza Gilkes eingespielt hat. Wie reagiert denn das Publikum im Fernost auf seine Musik? Verstehen sie ihn überhaupt, was er da singt?
They were always attentive, almost every place we played. For instance, I did this song, Don't Bury Me on the Lone Prairie. I do that song about this poor young cowboy, and he's out on the prairie and his life is oozing away, and his friends come out and he pleads, don't bury me out here. But of course he passes on and they bury him there. And this woman came backstage and said, I very much enjoyed your program, but that song you did about that poor young cowboy, and you had to leave his body on the prairie. That is so sad. Tell me one thing. Is there no way you could go back and get his body and take it back to Texas so he could be buried as he wished? She actually thought almost that happened to me.
Almost spiritual.
You know, yeah. So that's the kind of people you're playing for.
Sie sagen, sehr aufmerksam, hat der Bob gemeint. Und es gäbe also emotionale Reaktionen. Einmal haben Don't Bury Me gespielt und dann sage ich nach dem Auftritt eine junge Frau zu ihm und hat gesagt, ob es dann keine Möglichkeit gäbe, den armen Cowboy zurückzuholen. Der Bob soll doch wieder in die Prärie gehen und soll den toten Körper holen und ihn nach Texas zurückbringen, damit der arme Cowboy nicht dort in der Prärie begraben bleiben. Also die sind offenbar recht aufmerksam. Neben seiner Arbeit mit Michael Martin Murphy und Jerry Jeff Walker hat Bob auch immer seine eigene Karriere verfolgt. Da kommt der Titel, den er mit Susan Herndon aus Oklahoma geschrieben hat.
This is called You Got My Goat, You Might As Well Take My Dog. Yeah, right. This is a new record too. And I wrote it with Susan Herndon. She's a songwriter in Oklahoma. And you know, I like to tease her and I stuck it in there and twisted a little too much, and I could tell that I got her goat, and I said, I got your goat, didn't I? And she goes, yeah, you might as well take my dog. Yeah, you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. You got me out on a limb, sleeping in your hollow log. I know that you need me, you don't want to be alone, but why won't you feed me instead of throwing me a bone? Yeah, you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. Well, now my dog is good. He's been living on the roof. You say that you love him, but he really needs some proof. You can bide your time, or you can start today. Pick up all the pieces, or throw it all away. Cause the dog needs affection like I needed your love. So give me some direction, cause all I can think of is you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. He's a good old hound, he even writes my daily blog. Pretty good too. He's a lot like you, he's funny and he's smart, but he ripped up my bus like he tore out my heart. And you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. That's your part, let's all sing it. Woo! You got my goat, you might as well take my dog. Times are changing and they're moving away fast. You can burn up your dreams, they were never meant to last. There's a light at the end of a very long tunnel. I feel like I've been looking through the wrong end of your funnel. I wonder if I heard you or got your reasons right. This whole thing hit me in the middle of the night, in the middle of the night. That you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. He writes teenage lyrics for my publishing catalog. Had a couple of hits too. Oh, I'm moving far from you where there's no one else around. Out of the city back to a one-horse town. And you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. Two more times out there. Woo! Yeah, you got my goat, you might as well take my dog. Big ending. Woo! You got my goat, you might as well take my oh yeah.
Ja, so geht es manchmal beim Song schreiben, da nehmen sie sich gegenseitig hoch und dann entsteht auf einmal so ein Titel daraus raus. Meine übliche letzte Frage ist, was er sich dann fragen würde, wo ich jetzt in dem Interview nicht gefragt habe.
I would say, Bob, how come you haven't finished that book yet? I'm writing a book for Texas Tech Press, a memoir. What is the deal? You started this book way before everybody else did. Why can't you finish that? And what's taking you so long to finish this documentary? Those are the questions that I would ask Bob Livingston. And, you know, I have no good answers for either. But, you know, it just takes so long. My book is much more involved because of the State Department tours, because of the world tours. You know, it starts out in Texas. The next chapter is in India. Mm-hmm. And so being able to weave those two stories together, not as easy as it seems. And I've got a million stories.
Er würde sich fragen, warum hast du denn dein Buch noch nicht fertig geschrieben, wo du schon seit ewigen Zeiten dran bist? Und er sagt, es sei einfach ein bisschen schwierig, weil seine Geschichten, die sind natürlich zum Teil in Texas, zum Teil in Indien, und das müsstest du ja irgendwie verbinden, sodass es Sinn macht. Er würde sich auch fragen, warum hast du deine Dokumentarserie noch nicht beieinander? Er hat nämlich über 150 Stunden Videoaufnahmen von seinen Welttourneen gemacht, vor allem eben im Fernen Osten. und hat im Sinn, mit seinem Sohn zusammen da so eine Art Dokumentarserie zu drehen. Auch die sei eben leider immer noch am Umliegen, meint Bob Livingston. Und eben sei einfach eine Frage der Zeit, bis er endlich dazukommt. Der letzte Titel in der heutigen Sendung hat Bob dann gefragt, was man will hören. Und meine Frau hat natürlich ihn für ihn gerufen, Geronimo's Cadillac.
And this is a story about Geronimo and his Cadillac. They put Geronimo in jail down south, where he couldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. Sergeant, Sergeant, don't you feel something's wrong with your automobile? Governor, Governor, isn't it strange how you never see a car out on that Indian range? Warden, Warden, listen to me, be brave and set Geronimo free. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Help me sing it. Geronimo's Cadillac. They took old Geronimo by storm, and they ripped off the feathers from his uniform. White man, don't you know, the Indians, they got no place to go. Well, Jesus told me, and I believe that it's true. The red men, the white men, the black men, the brown men are in the sunrise too. We ripped off his land, we didn't give it back, and we sent Geronimo a Cadillac. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Sing it. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh yeah. Oh, I wanna ride. Come on boys, you got them on the run, let's mow them down. Sing it. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride in Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh boys, take me back, I wanna ride, ride, ride in his Cadillac. Big ending.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, folks.
Das ist also eine weitere Folge von Touring Texas Songwriters da auf Country Radio Switzerland. Ich danke fürs Zuhören, sage tschüss, bis zum nächsten Mal. Der Bruno Michel, euer Longtail Texan.